Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third Podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times, sir?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. that Black Star kid, a.k.a. Maggie out of here.
Is it official yet? Or we just, it's like any minute now.
I think it's any minute now.
Yeah. Word. Yo, what up? I'm TJ, a.k.a. Y'all niggas sound like y'all already in bed.
Yeah.
I need to go on another rant. Get the energy up. What are you guys doing over here?
I actually am in bed.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that Kiss?
Yeah, that was Jada.
Yeah.
This nigga really got new sound effects over the holiday break.
Well, see, man, I got an excuse to be tired, man. I was on stage last night. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Did Raz B do bump, 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 and y'all all joined in choruses? Was dancing with him?
Hey. We was dancing backstage. We didn't really come out on stage and dance with him, but yeah, he did do bump, bump, bump. I personally wanted, just a snippet of "Got to Be" at least. You know, that's my.
Oh yeah, I fucks with "Got to Be" for sure.
Yeah, but he just did a bump, bump, bump.
I'm good on anything B2K. And never felt none of that music.
Fun fact, "Bump, Bump, Bump" was produced in Chicago at the Chocolate Factory by, you know, that guy who's in jail
that.
For
it was
doing
a good song.
That's he's it. Doing the guy who's did too much bump bumping. And
wow,
so, he did a lot of inappropriate bumping.
Yeah,
so did Raz B.
Wow,
he was inappropriately bumped, but whatever.
Oh, that was BA's intro. He never introed himself.
Yeah, of course. But no, man. I was in a play last night at the Aaron Crown Theater called "When Mars Meets Venus." Man, it was. It was kind of a bucket list moment, man. It was we got to be on a stage that has been shared by many legends, and I don't know if y'all knew this, but the Eric's second largest stage venue in North America. Did y'all know that?
Damn, North America?
In North America, wow. Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool, man. You know, we. Obviously had challenges with both the pandemic and the weather, but people came on out. The show went on after one original delay, and we did the thing, man. So
yeah,
it was cool.
Man, like I've seen a few people posting about it on social media. So it looked like you guys had a great turnout, and it looked like it was something. That's crazy. I'm still tripping on Aerie Crown being the second. Biggest, you said stage theater?
Yeah, like theater stage
in all of North America, Canada,
yeah,
Mexico. Wow, that's crazy.
What's the biggest?
You know, I don't. I haven't looked, but I will.
Well, give me a minute. I'm gonna look it up because that's some shit.
I guarantee you, like Radio City Music Hall or something.
Yeah, I can see that. Totally can see that. And then of course, you got your outdoor. Venues too, like I'm sure the Hollywood Bowl is probably pretty big itself, but that's an outdoor one. But yeah, it was cool, man. And Shazam from H-Town came out, performed. He did three songs, and
he did knock in the boots.
He did knock in the boots, and it was crazy because he did a lot of Dino who passed away leads. And he did, like the full songs and, well, not the full songs. He did like a little bit of Emotions. Then he did a Thin Line Between Love and Hate. And then he did Knock in the Boots. But
that was his brother, right?
No, Shazam was the was the other dude. The brothers was I think Dino and GI, or was it Dino? And,
I think no, GI was the brown.
I thought GI was the other dude. Shazam and Dino
was GI was the brown skinned dude, and then Shazam and Dino were brothers.
Well then, really? Wait a minute. So
now I think
so. You had GI there the whole time and thought he was Shazam.
He was going by Shazam. That's what we was addressing him as. So you know what? Unless he, this brother got darker over the years, like you know, he was.
Did he look like Dino?
No, not at all.
So who was the third guy?
Yeah, yeah. But he
so
was going
did
by
he
Shazam,
introduce though. Himself as Shazam, or did y'all just call this nigga Shazam?
No, no, no. He introduced himself. He was on the flyer. We addressed him in the script as Shazam because they, you know, they were last minute additions, and yeah.
Yeah, so, it says right here, Kevin Dino Connor.
Yeah.
Solomon Shazam Connor and their friend Daryl G.I. Jackson.
Ah, so that okay, so that's why he sounded so much.
Y'all got
like
catfish.
So, well,
y'all got catfish.
But now, dude, like he's like dark skinned now, so I don't know what happened.
He's dark skinned now.
Let me go find the flyer now because
y'all niggas got catfish.
I know G.I. is not running around the country parading as Shazam. Let me find this flyer real quick.
Oh my goodness, man! Okay,
now I got catfished out of play. Come on, man!
But no, man, I
y'all niggas was H-Town fans back in the day. Nobody
caught this. Look, I said I'm tired, man. It was a long night, but no, it was fun and glad. You know, glad we're done. And
I'm looking at the flyer. That is Shazam.
He yeah,
was, in the flyer he looks dark as hell. So I don't know how dark he is in real life. This
He was definitely dark in real life, man.
It's not. I promise you, it's not GI that I'm looking at. Yeah.
and he also had some light, like some shoes that lit up. And I think
Shazam
too. I think
time
hat
out
lit up. Yeah,
time out. See what was going on with all these R&B old school R&B artists. Because when your boy Cisco was on Wildin' Out, he had some light up shoes too. They must be shopping at the same place.
That's very Cisco of him, though.
Yeah, true.
Shazam, I don't know.
I mean, his name is Shazam, my dude. Like,
I can see Cisco rocking that outfit that Ozone had on and Break It to Electro Boogaloo. When he fought Electro Rock.
I mean, yeah. No,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah. For you kids listening, break, you go watch Breaking and Breaking 2, Electric Book, very classic black cinema movies.
Yes. Right up there with.
Don't lie to these kids. You know that the acting was horrible.
I didn't say they were great. I didn't say they were great. I said they were classics.
Right. But that's what was so great about them, Drew, is that the acting was horrible. Like, that
y'all
was.
Y'all know what the worst movie was of the 80s, like black movie? Any ideas?
What?
Rapping.
Oh, Mario Van Peebles?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
That movie was trash.
Do yourself a favor, never watch it.
I actually have a soundtrack on vinyl. I bought it recently at like a thrift store, I think.
On purpose?
Yes. I had to.
Music is its own thing.
Because that was Mario. And then was Leon in that movie too?
Eric LaSalle, I believe.
Eric LaSalle. Yeah. Now I gotta go and find it and watch it.
I gotta see this.
Yes, it's terrible. It's terrible. Don't say I didn't. Wait.
Y'all like torturing yourself and watching terrible movies.
Oh my god, it was the best. Like, dude, like that whole era, like the same people who made the Breaking movies also made the American Ninja movies. And
first of all, those are great. That's the greatest movie trilogy of all time.
But the acting was terrible in that too. But it was amazing, man. The fights.
Like bad cinema is an art. Like it's an art form.
Yeah,
some movies are
so
great.
They're good.
Yes, like Penitentiary, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God. I just shivered.
And there was how many of those was it? Was it two or three?
I don't know. After the first two, it didn't matter. After the first one, it didn't matter. The second one was even worse.
movies might be the only art that when it's bad, it can still be good. Because if you think about it, if music is terrible, we're not listening to that shit over and over because it's so bad.
But we're No. Terrible music actually makes a lot of money, dude.
What I'm saying is, people tend to like terrible music. But it doesn't have like value like bad movies have rewatch value.
Yeah.
I don't rewatch bad movies.
I agree with you on that too. I feel like now, and at least in our opinion, it's more probably terrible music than it was when we was coming up. But there's not stuff that I necessarily want to revisit and listen to get me in a certain mood.
You're not gonna get together a group of friends to have a listening party for some shitty album, but you'll get together, drink, and watch a horrible movie and laugh about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-mm. There's whole blogs and podcasts and video watch parties for terrible movies.
Nope, not watching another horrible movie. Yeah.
Like a bad book, you're not going to read over and over again and enjoy it. But movies are literally the only art that can be bad that it still works out for it.
Nope. Now, T, you've read a ton of books. I read occasionally when I go to the bathroom. But what's a bad book in your opinion that you've read, in the past, 5 years or so?
Oh shit. I don't remember, because like if I think it's bad, I stop reading it and find some other shit that I enjoy. I can't even name a bad book that I can remember offhand.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know, like I guess if it's, because to me a bad book I guess falls into the category of sometimes it might just be something not in your interest. You might pick it up just to see, okay, let me check this out. And if it's not of your liking or like your particular genre
because here's the thing, Dave, a lot of people, not to shit on anybody, shit, I want to publish books and I've never done this. So there's people who publish books, but you can publish a book independently and not get a spell checker, not get an editor, and it can be horribly written, like horrible sentences, horribly misspelled words, and it'll make the book bad. So literally that shit could be bad.
Yeah.
Why would you want to read a bad book again though? Like if it was
that's what I'm saying. But that's my point. Like you don't do that, but you will watch a bad movie over again. I feel like movies might be the only art that I can think of that has reusable value even if it's bad.
Yeah. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Okay.
Do that.
I would never want to watch a bad movie again. No, I'm once I
really
that is Drew, trash. Oh, no.
So but like I personally want to get drunk and watch Gooder again because I want to remember how bad it was. I just remember
go right ahead, sir.
Drew, let me ask you this. Did you consider Bloodsport a bad movie?
That was action. I was intrigued by the action. Acting wasn't the greatest, but it was a good movie. It was an okay movie. It wasn't a bad movie. Like I'm not watching terrible movies again. Like that new Matrix, not watching that ever again.
But I guess it depends though. If it, like for example, last time we talked about Fat Beach, right?
Yeah.
Fat Beach was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
But if it came on TV, I probably would sit down, I probably would watch it just to kind of look at the horribleness of it again. No. You know what I mean? So
I feel like it's a childhood movies that we had, when we were kids and that were horrible, they have nostalgic value for us. So nowadays.
Like what? Like other than that, like what?
I mean.
But we just talked about Breaking.
Right.
Breaking was a classic though. The acting was trash, but it's still classic.
But that's what we mean.
That's what makes it a bad movie mostly. Horrible action.
It was about the culture at the time. So I don't really consider that a horrible movie.
Okay, like Howard the Duck.
Hey, be careful.
Ooh,
with that.
Be careful with that.
Listen,
I love that movie. I watch it anytime I can. It's not a good movie, though.
Hold on. I know the guy who was in the suit for Howard the Duck, right? Yes, I do. Shout out to my friend Ed Gale. He played Howard the Duck and he played Chucky in the first two Child's Play movies. And I think he was some another famous, like, you know, small creature in another movie or something.
Ladies
like,
and gentlemen, hashtag Hollywood Dave.
Yeah. Right, that's a Dave flex right there.
Yeah.
But, like, yo, I love Howard the Duck. I'm just saying, like, you know, the story, the movie overall is not good. But I fucking love the movie.
But, it's just, but see, I don't consider that a trash movie, though. I like Howard the Duck.
What about Short Circuit 1 and 2?
One, cool. Two, I'm not watching again.
Yeah.
But two?
I liked both of them. I like, so that falls.
I like two better than one, I think.
That falls again in that whole, I feel like that whole 80s, early, mostly 80s, but mostly 80s, maybe early 90s. That whole era there was like full of those movies that were like really cheesy and, you know, somewhere.
And you know why? Capitalism.
Yeah.
Knocking off shit. They were trying to produce shit for cheap to make money. And yeah, so we had a lot of, it was a boom of capitalism. I mean, especially then in the 80s. So that's why we got a lot of those horrible movies. And we have so many of them.
Yeah. I used to watch this movie over and over again with Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason called The Toy. Y'all remember that?
First of all, that's not a terrible movie, dude. That's not a terrible movie, bro.
Oh,
that's,
you know, another horrible movie I love? Amazon Women on the Moon.
I knew you was gonna say that. I knew you was gonna say that. Yeah, that one actually popped in my head when you was first talking a little while ago. Because that was a very. Oh no, you know which one I'm thinking of? Because Amazon Women on the Moon, was that the one with Arsenio?
It was an ensemble.
Yeah,
it was spoofing, but just it's still, yeah.
Yeah, love that movie, but I thought the one that originally popped in my head was Earth Girls Are Easy.
Mm.
I think Gina Davis was in that, right?
Yeah, but there's no Gina Davis slander ever.
Oh no, never, not at all, not at all.
What about Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Wow,
horrible, 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 horrible.
Now go watch that ever again. I'm good.
But I'll watch it 1,000 times.
Really,
I'm good.
Really, yes. Yeah. I don't know if I could watch. Now I could watch a lot of other like. You know, quote unquote horror movies, because Killer Clowns, even though it was supposed to be kind of a horror movie, it was more just comedy to me. But like,
exactly,
you had all those really bad horror movies like Critters and Ghoulies. It was another one like Trolls, I think.
Yeah, they're all knocked off the Gremlins. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
what about Toxic Avenger?
I watched it one time.
You know,
they're doing, watched it again.
You know, they're doing a reboot of that with my man from Game of Thrones, Lannister. What's his name?
Never watched Game of Thrones. Sorry.
The dude who was in y'all saw Elf, right?
No.
The little person guy. Man, forgive me. I can't think of his name, but he goes by Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
But he was an elf.
It's Peter something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, now I gotta look it up.
Wait, the dude who was the elf in the Avengers Endgame. I mean,
Infinity War. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Sure. Oh, Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, much dope actor. But yeah, he's supposed to be playing Toxie in the reboot of the Toxic Avenger.
I don't even remember the movie, bro. I've seen it one time.
Man,
never watched it again.
Yeah, but that's
so bad, it's good.
That's an example, BA, of because the company that made that movie, their whole shtick was making horrible films. It was a Traumaville. So they had like
they did a great job.
Oh my god, they had if you go on like YouTube and look up all that, they had thousands of terrible low budget movies that are cult classics and have all of these fans who still watch those movies to this day, but they like were as crazy and out of pocket as they could be. Like they would throw the most insane, vulgar, disgusting, you know, stuff in the movies, but people love them.
And I just remember
something like Porky's, like that's a 80s classic, but it wasn't like a cinematic masterpiece.
No,
neither was Revenge of the Nerds.
No, yeah,
exactly. I think and we fucked with the Tri-Lambs.
I think they're doing a reboot of that too.
Shout out to my nigga Booger.
yeah, Booger was.
I don't really need to see another. Like, I'm tired of the reboots now. I'm like, look, I'm over it. Like, it's certain things y'all don't touch. It's like
capitalism, bro. Every 30 years, they started making all the old shit again.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the kids, you know, the generation of now is like, you know, they might, some of them might discover it, but then like when these new versions come out, you know, they might think it's the greatest thing in their generation. And we like, yo, we had this way back, you know, way back when. Y'all just not getting up on this?
Yo, I just went to this this show last night. It was a Stevie Wonder cover band, and they did Do I Do?
Yeah.
And then the lead singer started talking about how he was a millennial and he never heard that song until Ja Rule did Living It Up.
Stop.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Please stop.
So it kind of goes to that point of,
I hate kids.
Yeah, I know. It kind of goes to the point though that they was just making it how, you know, new generations discover remakes.
Yeah.
And yo, so
go ahead. That wasn't the thing you posted with all the candles in the room, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, that.
Really? That that looked like a damn seance mixed with
Nah, it's a live performance just by candlelight, intimate setting or whatever. And like the ambiance was dope. Like, I ain't trying to trash. I would give the band a solid C though.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely said he was a millennial and he didn't discover or hear of Do I Do until Ja Rule did it and incorporated and Living It Up. But that goes to your point that, you know, they recycle shit every 25 years or so and make all these old movies again, because it introduces it to a new generation of kids. And, you know, they don't have to spend as much money for original shit when they can just remake some old shit and make money again.
Well, here's my thing. Our generation knew about our parents' generation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This generation is just like ignorance is bliss. And let's be stupid.
I blame the parents.
You said you blame the parents?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we got to blame our generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parents. No. Are good.
B.A., why you blame the parents? I know why he blamed the parents. Tell him why you blame the parents, fam.
Why do you think I blame the parents?
Because you are raising a young woman in this generation. And she know about the classic shit?
Basically, yeah. The point is, yes. But I wasn't going to personalize it. But simply, you just hit on it. Like, that whole thing, you know, goes back to what the parents are introducing these kids to.
Yeah.
So if these kids don't know about it, it's because their parents didn't put them up on it.
Yeah.
True. But they're not introducing them to nothing. They just let them go free-willed and just going out there into the world. They're not introducing them to nothing.
That's why I'm blaming the parents.
Or they are introducing them to twerking and TikTok videos.
No, that they did that on their own.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you said TikTok. How many of these old songs that came out when we were younger, these kids are doing whole new dances to? And then when they see the dance that we did it to, you're like, oh, y'all did have a dance to that. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw, for the life of me, can't remember what the song was. I just saw something recently where there was a TikTok series to some old song that's becoming popular again because it's been trending on all these TikTok videos.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I just want to throw a correct, well, not kind of a correction, but like last week we were talking about AB and how he left the field in the middle of the game.
That's so funny because I know it's on my list. Go ahead.
Yeah. And like, you know, initially, I know I said that it looked like he had a mental breakdown of some sort, but, you know, since then, they've been sending the news all week. And it doesn't look quite like a mental breakdown, more like he was over their shit. And he's like, oh, I'm done? I'm going to show you done. And then he just left.
Let me say, like, last week, it's like this last week, everything has changed. I went from being on his side to their side, back to his side. And now I'm back to their side. Because the stuff that he's doing, it don't match up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right now. Don't give that nigga the benefit of the doubt. No.
No, I'm saying he can still be having a mental thing right now because he's doing some weird shit.
Right, but it's certain things like they gave him, like, they cut him like maybe Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arian said he was cut that night, but then they didn't officially do it for days.
Right, because they were still trying to keep him on the team and pay him.
Yeah.
All they do, all they wanted him to do is look at one of go to a doctor by Zoom. Not even in person, by Zoom. But no, he wanna drop a whack ass song, be on three or four mixtapes.
Is it bad that it wasn't that horrible to me?
Look, I didn't even listen to the song, but Drew, to your point, I just recently saw the old interview that resurfaced from when he was on LeBron James' show, The Shop, and he was talking about when he had was leaving Pittsburgh, and I guess he was saying it was a similar situation where he was hurt, and then Tomlinson had told him like he could go home or something. And the way he presented it or the way he took it, I don't know, again, who, you know, he say, but he basically was like, oh, well, I can go home. All right, then, well, you know, why not just leave? You know what I'm saying? It was almost kind of like that was kind of the perception he gave. And it made me think back to, you know, what's going on now. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's. I definitely see both sides of it though. Like he's definitely got some things going on up in his head, but it's, you know, I don't know where the responsibility lies as far as like, you know, being accountable to, okay, what you signed up for, what you're getting paid for. And, you know, I get it. Football is an intense sport where, you know, these guys get pushed to the limit. And, it seemed like every time I look around, somebody hurt, They sitting out for weeks and, you know, seasons at a time. So I find it, you know, a little difficult to believe that somebody would be forced to play with an injury. But, you know, what do I know?
He said they injected him with some weird painkiller. Mm-hmm. And he's basically playing on a broken ankle, I think he said, or some torn tendons or something.
Yeah. Okay, but here's my thing. Where's the proof? If you got the torn tendon, let's see that. Because at this point, dude, what you saying don't match up with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. He's not matching up to that at all.
So, you said he's refusing to see a doctor?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. Yeah. I just wanted to acknowledge last week I was sure it was a mental thing and then all these new developments, but I don't even know anymore.
Yeah. And I saw he was recently slamming Tom Brady, too.
Right, that's another thing. Even though, look, I don't like Tom Brady as it is because, well, first of all, like y'all, it's like y'all blow smoke up his ass too. But
I think Tom is the GOAT as far as quarterbacks.
I mean, you can't deny.
I feel like I kind of understand Drew. Like they do.
It's just like LeBron.
Let me
jump in. I'm sorry. Brady is a touchy subject for me. Here's the thing. What AB said about Brady, wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really can't do shit by himself.
Right. Yeah.
He can throw it all day, but if nobody's there to catch the ball, then he ain't doing nothing's happening. He can't do anything by himself. But that's the nature of football.
Which is funny because he said the exact same thing about Ben Roethlisberger. But go ahead.
Yeah, true. But that's the thing. That's the nature of the game. We give these people these accolades, but he can't do it alone.
Yeah. LeBron. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The Tom Brady being the GOAT thing, based on what? His championships?
He has performed. No, he's performed and excelled, especially for his age to be 43 now, like better than any other quarterback.
So he's the best 43-year-old quarterback. Okay.
He has the more Super Bowl wins of any quarterback.
I don't care about championships, though.
Okay, so what are you measuring his greatness by?
Well, here's the thing.
But see, we can't be a hypocrite because we measure Michael Jordan by his championships, but we can't.
I don't measure him by his championships either. I don't measure anybody by their championships because unless you're Serena Williams and you play in an individual sport. Okay. Because here's the thing. If I measure you by championships, then I have to then – that literally can open an argument for Robert Horry is better than Allen Iverson.
No, because he wasn't the
– No. The point is – no. Okay, so Robert Orr, okay, so Who would you say?
What I'm saying is, I understand what you're saying. It's not always just about championships, but you can't use the argument that a teammate that was on the championship teams can be considered the greatest because they have the, no.
If you're measuring people by championship, okay. So how about this? Let me ask you this then. Why do we then talk about Jordan championships and don't bring up Bill Russell?
That's true.
You have a point there. My only possible, I don't know the exact answer, but yes, I know Russell has 11 chips, and more obviously more than anybody else, including Jordan 6. But the only argument that I could possibly contribute is, I don't know, Jordan revolutionized the game in a way that Russell didn't.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at that. I'm looking at on-field play versus what you accomplished with your team. Your team won those championships. You didn't do that by yourself.
But of course not. But
so Tom Brady wasn't the only person on that field. Last year's Super Bowl, what did he do?
Of course,
because that defense won that championship for them.
Of course, but he is the engine. He's the part that makes it go.
No. Last year's championship, he didn't make the engine go.
If you put another fucking who's the backup? If you put a backup in, you
with how that defense was playing last year.
Did you see that game? That defense won that game, bro.
But you're saying like, but my point is, it's all about the person, the heart of the team that makes it go, the leader. Right, Robert Horry wasn't a leader on those championship teams. Jordan was a leader. Brady has been a leader of the 7 championship teams. If there was another,
so you can't measure somebody by championships and then put a caveat on how they got those championships.
What?
You can't measure someone by championships or measure the quality of the player by the championship and then put an asterisk like, wait, let me finish. You put an asterisk by like, well, he wasn't the leader, so his 8 rings are negated because he wasn't the leader. That doesn't make sense.
It's not.
You can't.
Go ahead.
So what you're saying is that the rings mean everything, but then this person's role in getting the rings diminishes the fact that he has the rings.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not.
Then Robert Horry's 7 championships would then make him better than
it doesn't Charles Barkley. Because the parts you're not saying out loud is that Robert Horry wasn't the focus. He wasn't the leader of the team.
I just asked you, did the role that person played on the team diminish the value of the championships?
No, because it's not. It doesn't.
So Robert Horry's 7 championships makes him better than Barkley, who has none.
No, it doesn't, because the championships, as you said, are not everything. It's not all about the championships.
That's the point.
I know. It's not about championships. But you also can't.
But you're measuring. When you said Brady was one of the GOATs, you mentioned his championship rings, and that shouldn't be part of the argument.
Well, the object of the game. Listen, the object of the game is to win. He wins a lot. He's a really good player, and his teams win a lot more than any other teams. So to me, that makes him the greatest quarterback, because if he wins the most games. Yes. That's the object of the game, is to win. He wins more than anybody else. He's really good at his position. So that makes him the best to me.
I wouldn't say he's the GOAT. Not the greatest I've ever seen. No.
No.
All right, who then?
He's the most successful. Right. But I wouldn't call him the best.
That's fair.
Quarterback
who,
that
I've seen. Who's your GOAT? Who is y'all
saying it's the GOAT?
Me personally? I would say Manning. I like Manning.
It's two, I would say. Either Manning,
Peyton Manning, by the way. Not
yeah, yeah.
You got to be clear.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah. Peyton Manning and even Joe Montana.
You can argue. I feel like those are reasonable arguments for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. I watched Peyton Manning command an offense. Like, I watched him literally, like, he ran the offense to the – Brady ran the plays that the coaches called.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton took those plays and said, nah, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. Successfully. Yeah. Whole lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So to play that position, now he caught a couple tough breaks as far as playoff success. He eventually got his 2 rings, but.
Right.
The eye test. I go by the eye test, bro. The eye test is what tells me that freaking Jordan is the greatest. And you know, y'all know my position on those Jordan's Bulls. Y'all know how I stand on that. But I can sit here and tell you, based on the eye test, that guy was the best to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take the, if I take the accomplishments and if I just take the rings, you can, that opens up that argument for a bunch of people who you're then going to say don't deserve to be in that argument.
Yeah. Like, for example, I got a coworker who's a LeBronette. He loved, like, LeBron is better than sliced cheese. This dude defend. He said just because LeBron got better records, like LeBron is the top 10 in this, top 10 is all time, he better than Jordan. I said, no, he's just been in the league longer than Jordan.
Yeah.
That's how he's beaten. Right. You know, so it's just like, it's not that. It's just the fact that he's been in the league longer. I saw a tweet earlier this week, saying that they showed Michael Jordan hitting Malik Monk when he was playing for the Charlotte Hornets across the head because he did a dumb play when he was on the Charlotte Hornets. You know, Michael on the team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they said, well, Michael abuses his play, like teammates and stuff. Like, you know, he breaks people down while LeBron lifts them up. I'm like, first of all, that Michael's the owner when he did that.
You know the funny part about that? You ever see the thing, the video of Bron? They edited it together. It's a video of Bron when Kuzma was on the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And Cooper got knocked down, and Bron gathered the team up. He was like, dude, stay there. If you get knocked down, one of your brothers gonna come pick you up.
Right.
So stay. He got the whole lineup. He was like, any of y'all get knocked down, your brother coming to pick you up. And then like eight games later, same situation, and they just walked away from this nigga. Like, perfect. Nobody came to pick him up.
Jordan would have just looked at whoever and was like, get your bitch ass up.
Right, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, y'all, like, people will stand for, like, LeBron and say, like, he would lift his teammates up. But I've seen this nigga, LeBron is the perfect front runner. Every time his team is winning, he'll yell, like, I think he was playing the Kings, the Sacramento Kings. He dunked, and then he yelled to this Kings bench, I'm a motherfucking problem.
Oh, yeah, that's the, they were saying, that he was possibly really directing
LeBron,
that.
Don't you?
Wait, no. It's not even about the hate. It's just the fact that they people put him up on a pedestal.
But they were saying that was possibly directed at Tristan Thompson.
Oh, who cares?
But anyway. Why?
Here's the thing about Bron. Bron is
– he's a front runner.
I'm going to say what it is. He's the greatest of his generation. That does not make you the greatest of all time. That does not put you in next to – because here's the thing. I have a hard time comparing them to because these are two totally different NBAs. Like,
right.
LeBron playing by Mike's rules would have been Anthony Mason.
So, damn. I thought he was going to say Karl Malone at least.
You know, Anthony Mason. Because Malone didn't push it. Like, Anthony Mason played point forward. Like, you would have been that guy.
Okay.
But you wouldn't have been, you know, you're in a different league now. The rules are different.
Right.
So I have a hard time making the comparison because, again, I go by the eye test. I know that the rules are different now. I know that you've had more time. I'm not looking at stats because you came in at 18. Jordan came in after, what, 3 years of college?
3 years. So he was like 20,
not
20,
the same
21.
Thing. Jordan missed the season because of injury.
He retired twice.
Like, there's some gaps in there that you look at statistics, it doesn't make you're not going to get a fair comparison. So you have to go by the eye test. And the rules are different now. So, yeah, you're the best of your generation.
For those listening, I'm sure, what is the eye test?
What do you – is really?
I'm saying for
– The eye test is for just you looking at what you see, believing what you see in front of you. Okay. Watch the damn games.
Okay. That's what I'm about to get into. For example, like I said, this dude dunked the ball on the Kings and said he a problem. But then – when his team is getting blown out and the rest of his team running back on defense, he up there standing in the background like, man, I lost my puppy. No. Jordan would have ran his happy ass back down there and played defense to the last buzzer. He ain't going to quit on his team in the middle of the game. He ain't going to have Scottie Pippen wasn't going to push Michael into somebody to say, play defense. Kyle Kuzma did that to LeBron.
Right.
What
look where he at now. Like, sent that nigga to DC.
Right.
Yeah, and then Kyle Kuzma, you can hear Kyle Kuzma say in the game recently, somebody said, I hate LeBron. He said, Don't worry, I hate LeBron too.
Wow. Well,
they sent him to DC, but they might need that nigga.
Right.
Well, DeRozan
get him back.
DeRozan showing up son that dude.
Pretty much, but, yeah.
but going back to the NFL real quick, y'all got any Super Bowl predictions on who's gonna go?
Man, this is gonna be rough. Like, I'm gonna say, damn.
I want to say I like the Rams. Sadly, the Packers are really good. Yeah. I think the Bucks got a shot.
I hope
Aaron
Rodgers break both his legs.
Right. I hope the whole team sprain their ankles.
Yeah, I really don't have a. I still feel like it's wide open, Dave. I really don't have a hardcore leader right now. Kansas City is still Kansas City. Like, it's pretty wide open right now.
Here's the thing: if Derrick Henry come back for the playoffs, arrested Derrick Henry. Tennessee will run that. Mm. I mean, it could be Puke Bay, or it could be the Rams. I'm thinking out of in NFC.
Yo, did y'all peep Stephon Diggs on the Buffalo Bills? Got his cleats dedicated to Betty White.
Man, shout out to all the Betty White love, man. Still, like, I think he had the cleats. I think the Chicago Bulls played the thing song for Golden Girls and said, "Rest in peace, Betty White."
Yeah,
I think I seen them doing that at a wrestling event too. So it's like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it was dope, man. He had a picture at his cleats, and thank you for being a friend. So that was really dope.
Now, did they let him wear them? Or
yeah,
did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, he actually won.
I paid that. They didn't.
Say it again.
I said, if that were me and they fined me for doing that, I would gladly pay that fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
they can afford it.
Yo, BA, was you ever able to get back on the franchise mode, bro?
No.
What's going on? I was able to get on. Well, you play regular franchise, right? On Madden?
Offline franchise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was able to get on face of the franchise, but I'm having a shitty season, so ready to throw in the towel and switch teams or something. But
it's not looking good.
Yeah,
I think everybody's PlayStation, like my 2K, I'm still playing 2K20. It's refusing to let me get online. So I don't know what's going on. So we'll see. And my PlayStation is spitting out the discs by itself. I don't get it. I think it's time to tell me I need a PS5, but I ain't paying a $5. Well, I can't find one anyway, so.
So it sounds like your PS2 got the
coronavirus.
You just had to do
that. You had to, because I know where this is going. We're going to talk about all the Transformers.
Rise of the Variants, what I talked about last week? Yeah, right. It's happening, man. Deltacron is the new... Decepticon that's taking over right now.
So IMU is out the door. Like it didn't really take off like it thought it would, huh?
Nah, that sounded like a fraternity. IMU
passe. We use molasses now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Delta and Omicron had sex and have formed a baby.
And it's called Deltacron.
Deltacron.
Is it as quote unquote mild as you said Omicron? Yo, I don't know how to Delta, say it. Is it Omicron or Omicron? I just call it Omarion.
Call it Omarion.
Yeah, I legitimately don't know how to really say the real name of the thing.
Yeah, it's Omicron, but yeah.
Is it supposed to be as mild as Omarion, or is it harsh as Delta, the baby? Who did it take after?
Right now, they think that it's not as severe, but again, as we've learned with this new world, nobody knows.
Gee, I just feel like this is the plague that's going to take us out, because we were comparing this shit to the Spanish flu, how they dealt with it for 2 years, but clearly this is going to be around a lot longer than the Spanish flu. This is the new plague.
Yeah, we keep making them.
Well, I'm wondering.
The next one, Rodimus Prime, going to be great.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if people were as stupid as they were when the Spanish flu was around. So
I don't think it was.
No, and they weren't as entitled and indignant, and they couldn't travel around like we could now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I also I just feel like this shit is inevitable. We're all going to get it at some point. Like, so far I've held out, but I don't know, because am I supposed to stay in the house for another 5 years? Like,
Yeah. I mean, you'd be happy with that, but
you know what? To a point. To a point, yes, but goddamn, either I'm tired of staying in the house, and you know, I don't even go out like that, but goddamn, I'm tired.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she just tested positive.
Well, she just went to Florida too, so
yeah,
she brought that on herself.
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would go to Florida for anything right now.
And they just postponed the Grammys.
Last year, so.
Grammy Awards got postponed.
Grammys postponed. They threatened to. I heard rumors that they may cancel the Dre and them's halftime show because
because there was talk of the Super Bowl moving to Texas at one point too, right?
I don't know, but I definitely just heard they were
looking at Dallas.
So wait, you mean to tell me you gonna rob me of Dre and Snoop and them at the Super Bowl halftime, and you gave me fucking The Weeknd last year?
No, no, the issue is the Super Bowl is what, in LA, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And LA, you know, LA's COVID restrictions, so they were looking at maybe moving it to Dallas. I don't know where they are in that process, but they were looking at Dallas.
And we're obviously having a surge, unlike we weren't having this surge last year for Super Bowl. Now we're having this crazy surge with this extra contagious variant.
I think it's whack though if you're gonna stop the halftime. If you're gonna let them play the game, then let the halftime show
happen. Damn show go right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to watch this dude go through a danger room with lights.
With bandages on his face.
Right. But I have to watch that. I can't see Snoop Crip walk on a 50. Nah,
capitalism, G. They're concerned enough to possibly cut the halftime show. They ain't concerned enough to cut the fucking game, though.
But if they do it in LA. The thing is, they said if that happens, Dre gonna take the biggest loss because they said Dre's putting up most of the money for the performance.
Wow.
Yeah,
he twice. The insurance on it don't cover like
Dre can't afford to take no more losses.
Right.
Yeah, he may lose a few million on it because the insurance won't cover if it's canceled because of the infectious disease or whatever it is, because of COVID, basically. COVID's not covered in the insurance policy.
He had to drop a 100 million bands on his ex, so
yeah, communicable. Is that the word? Communicable?
Yeah.
Diseases. That's the clause. And COVID falls in that. And so if it's canceled for that reason, he loses all that money. Wow. So I'm sure he wants it to move to Dallas just as well as everybody else. And I don't even see a reason why you would cancel it if you don't have the game.
Right. Because if anywhere they're going to not abide by restrictions, it's going to be Texas. So
facts.
that fuck show.
The Black Panther sequel is also once again delayed. You know, first they had the injury with Shuri, and now Lupita Nyong'o has tested positive for a case of breakthrough COVID. So it's just
goddamn Shuri passing it on to everybody.
Man, and if it wasn't bad enough that coronavirus is trying to kill us, Taco Bell now has chicken wings. So if this isn't a horror movie in the making, I don't know what else is, man.
So wait, so Taco Bell having chicken wings, which sounds disgusting on its own.
Right.
Yeah. But then, like, so yesterday I'm up here downloading, of course, food apps on my phone. Yeah. And I found one that has like secret menus. It's a secret menus app.
Oh, yeah.
So I downloaded it. Dude, just to see some of these places had some of their secret menus. McDonald's has something called the McDang Bang.
What?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. let me tell you what is on the McDang Bang.
I don't want the secret sauce. I know that.
Let me see. I'm trying to... let me tell you what's on the McGangbangs.
I need you to screenshot this and put this in the group text, dog.
I am. I'll do it.
That McDonald literally has a burger called the Gangbang.
No, McGangbang.
McGangbang, excuse me.
Right, you got to get it right. You got to say the whole thing.
And I just what the hell is on this, Drew?
Okay, it's a full McChicken sandwich inside of McDouble burger.
What? Oh my god.
Yes, I just sent it to y'all.
It's a McBacon inside of a McDouble.
It's a McChicken inside of a McDouble.
No, 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 it's a McBacon inside of a
McDouble. A McBacon. Oh my god.
So yes. So yes, I saw once I saw that, I was like, okay, it's a it's really a thing called McGangbang. But I have tried one of these, not McDonald's, but Five Guys. They have like a grilled cheese burger.
Wow. The grilled beef burger.
It's grilled cheese for the both buns and then the burger inside. I've had that.
How was it?
It was actually pretty good.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say bad. That again?
If they make grilled cheese for the bun and then put the burger. Okay. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going back. Yeah, going back real quick. I just opened the picture you sent. This motherfucker's only $2.
No, it's a cheap McGangbang.
You gonna go order it now?
Hell no! I would. That would sway me away from ordering if I were ever interested in. But like, it's a McChicken inside of a McDouble.
It's a McBacon.
Okay, great. But I don't understand why it's $2.
I got another one that's gonna beat it.
You got something that's gonna beat the McGangbang?
Yeah, I'm about to send it in the group chat now.
Oh my god!
It's a McBukkake.
What beat the gangbang?
Listen, I know Chipotle has a whole secret menu because I think I've ordered one of their secret items before. Chipotle has like this, I think it's like a burrito wrapped in
a bowl,
quesadilla or something.
Burrito wrapped in a quesadilla.
Yeah, something to that effect. Wrapped
in extra tortilla with cheese. All right, Drew, look, I'm looking at the McPig does not beat the McGangbang, bro.
Okay.
The McPig is just a McRib with bacon on it.
First of all,
that's a lot of pork, but it's called a gangbang, bro. That's not nothing's beating a McGangbang.
Listen, I've always had serious issues with the McRib. I know it was created specifically to kill people, and I'm sorry. I know we're gonna lose our McDonald's sponsorship.
Kind of like COVID,
but. I recently watched a video of how the McRib is actually made, and it was worse than I thought, man. It's pretty bad. You should Google it.
No, don't ever Google
it. I've seen it. Yeah. I think I've only had one McRib in my life, like when I tried it when it was a kid.
It looks like, you know, the air filter that goes in your car. like somebody took an air filter and put some barbecue sauce on it and then threw it in a Easy Bake Oven.
Dave, were you a big McRib person before you saw the video?
No, never. I've never eaten one.
Never eaten one? Okay.
Even when I was young and it was out, I was like, nah, that looks nasty. So okay.
Yeah. I ate quite a few McRibs back in the day, but then, my stomach was like in my 20s. Yeah. Said, you know what? No, you can't eat this no more.
Yeah,
I've had them. Might do it again. I ain't saying I'm good.
Like, I don't understand the people who be waiting for it to come out annually.
Man,
like
those are the same people who like the Shamrock Shake.
What Drew, else? You're one of them people.
Well,
you're a Shamrock Shake guy.
No, I don't wait for it.
And Drew, I want to know, did you order a McGangbang or McPig?
No, I just saw. First of all, I don't even like McDonald's like this.
But Drew, you gotta record a video of yourself going to a McDonald's.
I'm not ordering the McDonald's. No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that. I don't even eat McDonald's like that, bro.
Like, do you walk up to the cashier and whisper it?
I don't know. We'll never do it.
Yo, somebody needs to let's go to a drive thru and order it.
The gangbang.
Let's go through a drive thru and order it and see what happens.
Let's do this shit, dude. I might actually start a TikTok account just to do that. Like,
I am not ordering that. I know y'all talking about I eat this and I eat. No, I'm not eating that, dude. This is McDonald's, for God's sake.
They're only $2, so like order like five.
How about no?
That's a cheap day.
Who's gonna eat these?
Right.
I don't know.
Can you imagine you on a date and you ask your date, hey, how about we go for a gangbang?
I can really go for a gangbang right now.
What? That would either be the end of the date or she might call up a really ugly friend. So
it can work out either way.
Now you need more than a friend, Dave. That's just a threesome. No, you need a group for a gangbang.
And then you need a clown for the mid gangbang.
Conversation is way off the rails.
But nah, you know, just going back to Taco Bell, I haven't eaten Taco. I used to be, that was the one fast food place I used to just frequent a lot, was Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in probably 20 years now.
I've always I can't say I ate Taco Bell a lot, but I've never had the issue with it that a lot of people do. I've never had the smoke that people have for Taco Bell and the disdain for it.
Yeah,
Fuck Taco Bell.
Yeah,
as a whole, people
used to call it toxic hell.
Toxic hell, yes.
Fuck Taco Hell.
Yo, they tried to kill me. Fuck them niggas.
Was this the one on Sibley? No, BA. You know what's crazy? Taco Bell tried to kill me too. You tell your story first. No,
what's the one by Rib Oaks? You talking about the one by Rib Oaks, right, B?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Go ahead. Nope, but fuck them too.
Because
I, much like all of us of a certain generation, used to eat Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Quite frequently.
Yeah.
And I was, it was July of 97.
Mm. It was hot.
It was July of 97. I remember this specifically because I ate my taco. I was downtown, actually. Got off work, went to Taco Bell, got on the train, went home, ate my food, whatever. But I do recall being curled up in my living room on the floor in the fetal position, shivering and sweating at the same time.
Damn.
Taco Bell tried to off me, man. They tried to off me. God. And it's been fucked them ass since. I ain't touched Taco Bell since July of 1997.
Do you remember what you ordered?
It was chicken soft tacos.
Damn.
That's my favorite. I used to order that all the time.
Yeah, that's all I ate. Wow. So I know what it was. But they tried to off me. And
they gave you the pre-made ones.
Whatever. They gave me yesterday.
Right. That was sitting out all night.
But, yeah, so I feel like the best way to give them the fuck you is to never give them my money again. Like, so I've never given them my money again until, like, literally about 2 months ago, my child sent me there. I wouldn't even let her eat it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you let her eat? Okay.
For the longest, I wouldn't. But then she literally was convinced me, like, she was, I don't want to say begging, but she made a case to, I'm like, okay, fine, your funeral. I'll go make you some Taco Bell.
And what was the verdict after that?
I mean, she ain't ordered none since, but
okay.
But none for me. I'll pass.
So Taco Bell, my story is short. When I was 3 years old, I was really young, but I remember the moment because it was very traumatic. And you know, my parents used to always tell me this story. But I was at Taco Bell. And I was eating, I think, one of those when they used to have a tostada supremes, the little circular hard shell things, and they just throw meat and lettuce and tomato and stuff on top. And I was eating that, and a big piece got wedged in the back of my throat, and I started choking. I started choking in the Taco Bell, and some good Samaritan came over and gave me the Heimlich and saved my life. And yeah, I almost died that day.
Wait, you blamed this on Taco Bell or your greediness?
Yeah, man.
No, I don't blame your greediness, dude. You taking a big chunk of a big ass bite. Listen. That's not Taco Bell fault.
That's your fault, nigga. Them hard more, you know, delectable and broken down.
Been so more delectable.
so that when I eat them, they melt in my mouth, and then you know the particles break up.
So wait, Dave, that's traumatic as fuck. BA figuratively felt like Taco Bell tried to kill them. You literally almost died.
Yeah,
Well, shit, yeah. BA kind of maybe too, but like you almost choked to death.
Yeah.
Like, so have you had you've eaten Taco Bell after that?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, you said you used to have it a lot as a teenager.
Yeah, and actually, I take back my 20 years thing. I do remember some years ago, me and my mom had went, and I think I got some tacos while I was there. But yeah, I really don't. I don't go to like a lot of like the fast food chains at all, but the one place I would usually go to on the regular would be Taco Bell when I would go.
Yo, for anybody listening that may not know, they're definitely, first of all, Dave has this crazy ability to look like a number of celebrities, but 3 to 5 year old Dave looked incredibly like Emmanuel Lewis. So I just keep picturing Webster choking on Taco Bell.
Choking on the Taco Bell crunch wrap. That's what I see.
Wow. Oh my God. Yeah. But the chicken wings. I just somebody said that looked like they went and got the Costco frozen wings and, you know, just cooking those in Taco Bell.
Somebody said they've been wondering why they hadn't seen any squirrels hanging around the Taco Bell lately, and now they know.
Yeah, that's a valid point. Very valid point. So I will not be partaking in those.
Yeah, my curiosity does not go that far. I don't frequent Taco Bell, but I will never order chicken wings from Taco Bell.
Yeah, because didn't Burger King try to do the same thing at one point?
I would never order.
I think McDonald's tried it.
Yeah.
But I do want to try, because I've seen a commercial. They have Sloppy Joe's at White Castle's.
No.
Really?
I'm going to go with no for that, too.
Really?
I do kind of want to try one just to see.
Okay, that sounds like a shit storm waiting to happen. Literally. But man, let us know, Drew.
Us know, Drew. Just keep that to yourself, bro. If you decide to, I don't want to hear
I'm just going to do one. I'm not eating like a...
But Drew, if you let me know, because I did miss out on this.
Text them niggas individually. Do not put that in the group
chat. I'll put that in the group chat just to spite you now.
Wendy's.
Because that's your penance for trying to force that picture on us with the Photoshop. That's
what okay. Listen, Wendy's at one point for a limited time had these new flavors of Frosties. And I had wanted to get some because I think they had one that was like a birthday cake flavor, a cake batter flavor. And I missed out on it. This was a couple years ago, like maybe 2-3 years ago. And I missed out, and I've been waiting for them to do that again. So if you hear about the new Frosty flavors dropping again, let me know.
By the way, Wendy's breakfast is banging. Just to let you know.
I've heard that.
Yeah, them Reggie Bush commercials make you want to go try one.
Dude.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
See, now I might have to see what's that talking about.
Yeah, man.
By the way,
hold up. The Rams beat lost. The Rams lost.
Oh, really?
Niners won OT.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for
they still in the playoffs?
Oh, okay.
They just not they ain't got no chance of the number one seed, I think. So
Gotcha. Something I saw that I wanted to touch on because I had totally missed this and I just had seen it doing my research, but apparently, Ari Lennox was catching some heat over a post she did on her trip to Ghana. Did y'all see this?
Yes.
Did you say Ari Lennox?
Yeah. Yes. She basically ended up deleting her social media or whatever because people basically terrorized her because all she was doing was paying tribute to Ghana.
Right.
And saying how beautiful a country it was.
Right.
And she got, you know, attacked online.
The internet, because you know why? Because they some hateful bitches.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And so, okay. like what? I don't get it. Like, Drew, she didn't say anything wrong. Like, she was really she was just like, I want to buy a home here. You know, this country so, I think I know what the trigger was. It was something she was saying something about she felt bad for the ancestors or something, because I guess she was trying to say what's our country compared to Ghana or, you know, Africa. And you know, how it's so beautiful over there and blah, 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 and how you know, over here, which is true. I mean,
it's a true statement.
She wasn't telling no lies. Right. But in today's cancel culture, you know, they went after her because of that, which is stupid.
Right. Yeah. But see, that goes back to what I was saying in the earlier podcast about how you play a African or guy or whatever African song on the radio, these people are like, oh, this is my song. It takes us back to ancestors. But when somebody says something about Africa, oh, this daddy. No. Yeah. Have that same energy, homie.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been to Ghana, but what I've heard from people that I know who visited, I mean, shit, it sounds like somewhere I want to live, you know?
No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not doing that.
Hey, hold on, man. Yo,
but see, where mine is more family stuff. It's more family stuff for me.
Yeah.
I'll go visit. My family will never know I'm there. But
it's a nice place to visit, Drew.
It's a nice place to visit.
I wouldn't want to live there.
And that's based off family issues alone. That's just for me. Gotcha. But like, I would go there. I'll stay for a month and a half. But none of my family would know I'm there. Maybe except for like two family members. That's it.
Yeah. I would like to experience. I'm sorry, I'm chewing while I'm talking, y'all. But I would like to experience living in another country for a short period of time just to see what it's like. I know one of my friends had lived in Thailand for I think maybe a little over a year, and he was just describing it as just the most amazing, peaceful experience he's had in his entire life. And it's definitely, you know, changed him for the better or whatever. But
I fully plan to live in another country. I don't know exactly when, but I definitely plan to.
Why do I see TJ in Germany? Just like in a dark room with like a candlelight and like a ton of books.
I was going to say somewhere like Switzerland or Sweden.
Yeah.
But I would see TJ.
In Austria somewhere.
Somewhere with no extradition laws.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say y'all saw all three of the Ahmaud Arbery killers got life in prison, two of them without parole, without the possibility of parole.
And I hope those two get locked up with the biggest black dude who been in there for a long time too, without no loving. We lock them up with both them dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think one of their lawyers was talking about their sentence was way too harsh because they got pressured by celebrities and government officials who had talked about the trial and the case and everything. And I'm like, hey, bro, what is going on over there?
Oh, my bad. I'm putting this chicken in the cooking bag. That's me.
I was wondering what was going on.
Man, y'all didn't think on the Series 33 of the third was ghetto enough. BA is now putting chicken in a bag.
I'm baking some chicken, so I got a cooking bag and I got it.
On air. Yep. That's
I got a family to feed, nigga. I ain't got time. I don't worry about you, nigga.
Oh my God. In other news, one of the suspects in the murder. One of the suspects in the murder of Young Dolph is planning on turning himself in tomorrow. And he's claiming his innocence, saying that he didn't do it.
Is that the one that y'all took the Young Dolph?
Yeah, he was in all of the pictures in the background.
Right, he was all in the videos and yeah.
So Justin Johnson is his name. We'll see what transpires tomorrow. But yeah, he's supposed to be turning himself in.
Dang, Justin, it was all good just a week ago, bro. You about to go in,
man? So, also definitely got to mention. You know, we lost another legend this week. The architect, the blueprint, the just coolest cat in the game, the legendary Sidney Poitier.
Man,
first black actor to win best actor at an Oscars awards. He's played in, you know, legendary movies like, you know, Raising in the Sun, To Sir with Love. Call Me Mr. Tibbs in the Heat of the Night.
Let's Do It Again.
Let's Do It Again, Uptown Saturday Night.
Yes.
Them of my shits forever.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just see him and Cicely Tyson up in heaven, just, you know, hanging out, talking, and catching up, and man.
So why did I find out this week with Sidney Poitier that he was the first person to, like, pretty much smack a white man on film?
Yeah, yeah. Man, if that's not an accomplishment, I don't know what else is, man.
I was like, what? I mean, they showed it. It was the Heat of the Night.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah, man, that was a slap heard around the world, man. Like, I think there might have been some low-key riots after that happened.
I would love to have it on my resume. That's awesome. I'm the first nigga to fuck a honky on film.
I don't think the interviewer would want to get your references for that.
You know who I am? Tell me.
Right.
But yeah, man. Definitely a treasure, life well lived, and you know, was a courageous fighter, and man, you know, some of our greats, man, is, you know, when they get to the ages like, you know, Sidney and Betty, you know, when you're up in your 90s, man, it's like all you can say is, man, great, you know,
great life,
you guys, right? You know, what else can you do now? You know what I'm saying? But rest,
right?
So.
You took it. You took us this far. We got you the rest of the way.
And isn't one of doesn't one of Sydney's daughters like still act or was an actress?
Her name is actually Sidney Poitier.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. She spells her.
Yeah, Sidney with a Y.
Okay. Yeah, and he's got like six daughters, I think. So. Definitely, girl daddy.
Right, yeah. Man, we also lost another legend today, too. James Entume.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Yeah, man. Had he been sick for a while?
I don't know. I didn't read anything about him being sick. But
for some reason, I thought I remember something from like maybe a year ago or so, something that was going on with him. But yeah, definite legend, man. You know, just another one who's, you know, been in the game for so long. Obviously, you know, a lot of folks always, you know, remember from for Juicy, but right. But yeah.
I just read something like I didn't know he wrote a Stephanie Mills Never Knew Love Like This Before.
Dude, oh yeah, James Entume wrote so much shit in the '70s and eighties. Huge hits for a bunch of other people. Like his catalog, is crazy. Master musician. Wow.
Yeah. I think Taryn just gave me some breaking news. Are you sure?
Oh shit.
Uh oh. Is this a On the Serious exclusive?
Yeah. Now see, Dave, this is where you need to have something for like that. You need to have like a
right.
This don't sound good. What are you about to say, Bia?
Yeah.
Bob Saget died.
Stop playing.
Bruh. Today. Like she just told me this right now, and I'm looking at it now.
Hold on. I I'm going to Twitter first.
Well, yep. It's on TMZ. Wow.
Thank you, reporter Child. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Wow.
What? He passed away at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. It said the Sheriff's Department and Fire Department responded to the hotel around 4 p.m. Eastern Time after hotel security had found Bob in his room. We're told he was pronounced dead on the scene, but the circumstances of the death aren't clear. Bob's been touring the country lately, hitting a lot of destinations throughout the state of Florida, including Orlando, which got started in September. I'm supposed to take him through May.
Wow.
I kind of feel like I know what it is, but
like, here's the thing. God bless him. You know, great actor, and comedian.
Right.
Bob's a wild boy though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob was
he's not Danny Tanner.
Yeah.
Oh no, far from it. I think he was closer to his version on Entourage than he was Danny Tanner, right?
Yeah, I love the dichotomy though. He was so different from that damn character.
Yeah.
This is insane. Wow. Wow.
Damn.
You taking greats like these away, but freaking what's his name is still George Zimmerman is still alive. Man, right. Look, God, do your thing.
Yeah. Oh man. Wow. So rest in peace, Bob Saget, man.
Right.
It's like all our childhood, you know, folks we used to watch coming up on TV, man, is leaving up out of here.
Man.
Yeah, he just he literally had just posted today, I think. This morning.
Wow.
He was posting you know, that he you know, loved tonight's show at PV Concert Hall in Jacksonville. Appreciate the audience.
This is wild, man. 2020 starting off real crazy, man. Yeah.
2022.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
2020 the sequel.
Right.
Kind of like 2020 the sequel, yeah.
Right.
Well, on that note, yo, this has been another episode of On the Series 33 and the Third podcast. Man, everybody, please be safe out there.
Mask up.
Stay away from Deltacron, Rodimus.
Rodimus Prime, Scourge.
All
of them.
Yeah.
And my chicken's in the oven, just in case y'all.
We were waiting for bated breath on that update. Thank you.
BA's chicken is in the oven.
I'm about to warm up me some catfish.
Next episode, how his chicken came out.
What's the cooking with the chicken, B?
I haven't decided yet.
If anybody goes and orders a McGangbang, please
let us know.
Please let us know how that went for you. And yeah.
So like the McGangbang is $2. If I like a McDouble and I like a McChicken, but I don't want them together. So if I just go order one, I can get like two for the price of one because I'll just take them apart and eat them regular like they're supposed to be.
Jeez, it sounds like you need to order a McMaster bait. That's what you need to.
A what?
That's a sandwich with a vanilla shake.
Is this because I'm single?
Wow.
Oh, man. And on that note, y'all have a great week. We out.